Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
This is so,
we in the building.
You know, it feels like it's been too long.
It's crazy. Been a minute.
I remember meeting you and my mind was blown, not just by the food you cooked, but by the stories that you told, the way you encapsulated people's cultures, their identities, everything into something we take for granted every day, which is food. Let's start with the very beginning, the inception of it all. Ghetto gastro. So many people have a negative connotation when it comes to ghetto. Be like, ooh, that's ghetto, you know, and then gastro has this culinary idea behind it. But you took it and you flipped it. I'd love to know why you chose that name.
Well, we know opposites attract. And as a multidisciplinary business, we want to use food as a vehicle to tell stories, you know, about culture, politics, empowerment. You know, mainly we're using our creative energy to uplift black and brown communities.
I love that. Yeah, I love it. And the way you do it, is by leveling up, I mean, food from all over the world. I've eaten your food, and I mean, not even gassing you up, you remember this. I ate the food, and I was like, man, New York has the best food in the world. And then I stumbled on a few places, I was like, these guys tricked me, because their food was the best food in the world. New York has great food, but you really take it up to another level. You've created something that's truly special, and everyone that talks about your collective talks about it with a level of excitement, pride, and joy, because that's what you encapsulate. You know, you take food, and you create a story from it. Why do you think it's so important to do that?
Well, we break bread to build bridges, you know? And I'll let Pete.
Yeah, what John said, you know, we break bread to build bridges, and for us, it's really important for our people to understand that the food that we eat and how important it is, what we put into our bodies, you know? So we making conscious food, high vibrational food, you know, like food that's a life force, you know, straight from the source. You know, plants, you know.
The Pan-African pantry.
Yeah,
I love that.
You know, bridging the diaspora.
I actually love that.
Through flavor.
From the soil to the oil, man.
Yeah, man.
I like that a lot. Yeah. You know what I love most about it is, what I love about this cookbook, and I love about the stories, is first of all, it's more than
it's
just
a crookbook, not a cookbook.
It's a crookbook? I like that.
You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay.
$10 million worth of game
I
in
like
there,
that.
Baby.
Okay. And you know what? It deserves a different name because it contains every, you expect the recipes, right? You don't expect what they'll be, but you expect recipes. But this book contains art. You have beautiful images by artists who've shaped, you know, hip hop and communities around America and the world. It feels like you've infused more than just the food, but the people that would engage around the food. And that in and of itself was an interesting choice. Why involve others in your art?
Well, when you think about food, think about nourishment, and it's really about nourishing the mind, body, and the soul. So
we have to
combine these, the arts, the music, the design aspect, you know, the fashion, the flea.
And for us, it's, you know, it's community builds immunity.
Uh-huh.
So we like to work with, you know, our peers and people that we love and that we trust to create like pieces of art like this that'll, you know, last and stand the test of time.
You do that with your food as well. You know, you've never been afraid of sparking conversation. You've never been afraid of using your food to comment on what's happening in society. For instance, there was a dish that I remember hearing about. It was American as apple pie, right?
Yeah. But three K's, like,
the three
like
K's,
Ice Cube's American Most
was America KKK,
yeah.
Right? And it was a deconstructed apple pie, and it had a chalk outline on the plate. It was a graphic image, you know, to think about when you're having a dessert, and yet it was a commentary on what people oftentimes ignore about America.
Yeah, food is, you know, food is a vehicle for us. It's an artistic expression, you know, for us to, you know, express our feelings and our thoughts, and we do it on a plate, and sometimes it might make people uncomfortable, but like, that's what art is, you know. We're supposed to spark conversation and make you think deeper into all of the things that are happening. It's just not eating, it's, you know, food for the mind as well.
Right. You've also not been afraid to challenge some of the ideas. You know, people love soul food. People have these ideas of how black people eat. We talked about this many years ago, but a lot of how black people eat has been defined by necessity as opposed to choice. And what you've done is you've come and you said, we're not scrapping these ideas. We're not getting rid of what black people have created in a culture, but what we want to do is improve on it. We want to create worlds where the food deserts don't define our diets. You know, you've chosen to go with health. You've chosen to go with a lot of, you know, vegetable based diets. You've really chosen to speak to something. I'd love to know why those recipes.
High vibration cuisine, like P mentioned earlier, and we don't call it a food desert. We call it food apartheid because it's not a natural occurrence, you know? This is social engineering, areas that have been underestimated, underinvested in, and exploited. So it's a reason why people don't have access to fresh food, but we want to show examples of how we can make it culturally relevant, push it forward, and make it nutritious and delicious. Stealth health, yes, as sir. Well.
Do you find you're able to break through? You know, there's this idea sometimes of what a black man should eat. I have half of my friends who, if I give them a plate of salad or something, they'll be like, salad, man, if there's no meat, I'm not eating that. It's just some bullshit. Do you find that your recipes break through?
Well, the future of food is plant-based. It's conscious cuisine. You know, it's taking accountable calories. And we really want to highlight that, especially in the neighborhoods that we're from, that are suffering from, that are just in desperation of healthy food.
Right.
Yeah, we want to change, you know, the sort of connotations and the context around the food in our communities and what we eat. So like you're talking about what black men should be eating, and we want to show, you know, our community what we should be eating. If you want to perform at a high level, you got to take things in that are going to help you do that. So like we keep saying, high vibrational food, no low vibrations over here, you know, it's always high vibe. So nutrient dense, you know, plants, like they're the primary source of protein. Yeah. So you want to talk about protein, you know, eat some kale, some quinoa, some sweet potatoes, you know, some chickpeas, come and talk to me.
And we still got some twerk and jerk chicken in there too, though, yeah, right?
That's what I like. It's the balance.
Yeah. It's like twerk and jerk. We got the black power waffle,
right, you know what I'm saying? Right,
using African grain, sorghum, millet, amaranth. So we really want to have this continental cultural collision, looking at the ingredients of the Americas, the ingredients of Africa, the ingredients of Asia, and creating this combustion of something brand new.
You've also taken it to another level because you're not just creating on the streets, you're not just creating in communities, you're also infiltrating areas that haven't generally been infiltrated by faces like yours. You know, you have a line of cookware that's out there, and some, you know, some of the biggest brands. You've got waffle makers. You've got. I'd love to know waffle mix as well.
Don't slip on a drip.
Actually, yo, I think you guys are. Come on, you're Trevor. Giving everyone in the audience waffle mix, right?
I was watching the between the scenes.
You are, right? No, for real.
You were watching the between the scenes with Oprah, and I'm like, hold up. We can't let the big O just own this. You getting something when you leave. So everybody got a Mercedes outside. Now we just joking. You got some wavy waffle mix, so get your fix, you know?
Yeah. This is what I'm told. Every guest of mine needs to bring something for the people. Can I just say, it has been a joy knowing you. It's been a joy seeing the journey. Congratulations on every moment, every success. Thank you so much for joining
me
on the show.
You got it, man.
For real. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You got a gift for you too, man. A little gift from Silk City. A little silky. You got your crown.
Let me crown you. You got my do-rag?
Let the string go.
Let's go. I'm gonna wear this tonight. Don't let the people know.
You gotta get it braided back.
Black Crown Kitchen is available for pre-order, everybody. Make sure you get it.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework.
You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.